If you met the author Mark Danilevsky on an elevator, here's how your conversation might go.
What are you doing these days? I'm writing a novel. Huh. It's 27 volumes long. Wow. What's it about? It's about this little girl who finds a little kitten. 27 volumes, huh? It's a very intense subject.
The first 900-page volume of the novel, called The Familiar, comes out on Tuesday, and it's certainly intense. But beyond that, it kind of defies description, unless you're already familiar with Danilevsky's previous work, like the bestseller House of Leaves. It's more like having a psychedelic experience than reading a novel, a bizarre multimedia trip. Luckily, I could turn to Mark Danilevsky himself for guidance.
It begins one very, very rainy morning when a father and his daughter, Xanther, are leaving Echo Park to go to Venice, California, to pick up a dog. But other lives and other events that range as far as Venice, Italy, to Mexico, to East LA, with hints of Egypt and Turkey and Singapore, begin to kind of collude and shape an alternate destiny.
And what I've got to explain, because, you know, we're talking on radio. Radio is usually very friendly to the word and to text, but not so much to this book, because this book has, it's a very visual experience. It's not just words. There are graphs, pictures, collages. The text itself modulates. The sizes change. There's typographical art, sort of like an E.E. Cummings poem. You're hitting people at every level at once almost.
Yeah, it's definitely a novel that embraces the textual as much as it kind of resists it, and embraces the graphic as it kind of resists it. And by putting them together, you begin to sort of tickle that part of the imagination that doesn't sit comfortably in one or the other, and potentially opens up new vistas of understanding and experiencing the world that's within the volume, and of course the world that's outside of the volume.
Oh, and you start off pretty much right away. We've got to turn the book sideways to read it, so we're already kind of physically knocked off balance almost right away.
Or finding our balance.
So let's talk about this 27 volumes. What got you inspired to do something so long, to serialize a work like this?
You know, I spend a long time on my books. So House of Leaves took me 10 years. Only Revolutions took me 6, you know, very solitary years. And this one has been in the works for 9 years. So it began very much like the little creature that Xanther finds as this tiny, sleeping, you know, near moribund thing, and then began to awaken in a way that surprised me, you know. And I thought, well, you know, it could be 2 books, it could be 3. But as the organization of the characters, the voices of the characters, the life of the characters began to possess me, then it acquired a certain pace. It acquired a certain direction, a certain arc, and I began to see that it was a much, much larger work. And probably impossible to conceive had it not been for the sudden efflorescence of great television, you know, and looking at the 5 seasons of The Wire or you know, the wild speculations of Battlestar Galactica, certainly Mad Men, certainly The Sopranos, certainly Breaking Bad, these visual novels that have come into our living rooms and bedrooms, and they tell a story in much greater detail and with much greater patience. And I began to see that it also made sense from my point of view as a creator, in that House of Leaves was very much about a film. Only Revolutions is very much about music. And this is about a television series, just a long-form investment in the future. And it is a book that requires, like a television series, an audience. You know, this cannot be sustained by grants, of which I've never gotten one. This cannot be sustained by you know, the publisher alone. You know, if the readers don't turn out for it, if the ratings aren't high enough, this will not see, you know, a conclusion.
Do you so? How far are you into this now? You have 27 projected. How far have you written?
Well, I have 10 volumes. But in writing the 10th, I understood intimately how to rewrite the first. So now I'm going back and it was literally a page one rewrite for volume one, and volume two is the same. And we're looking at about 2 volumes a year, possibly 3 volumes a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in the middle of, I'm finishing volume two, so it's print ready for the presses, at the same time as I'm now beginning to wade into volume three, as I am in the middle of speaking with you and getting ready for a tour for volume one. So it's pretty constant.
You know, when Dickens was serializing his novels, people used to send him suggestions and, right. and that kind of thing. Do you think you're going to get some?
We'll find out.
Useful feedback.
I wonder if this continues, then perhaps I'll be lucky enough to get invited back, and we could sort of discuss where we started here and what it looked like, you know, 3 volumes later or 4. We'll see.
Mark Danilevsky's new book. It's the first of 27 volumes. It's called The Familiar, and it's out on Tuesday. Mark, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.